This episode is brought to you by Sysdig, the leader in cloud security powered by Runtime Insights. Sysdig reduces the attack surface, detects threats in real time, and accelerates incident response. From prevention to defense, Sysdig helps enterprises secure and advance innovation in the cloud. Visit sysdig.com/WSJ to learn more.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, October 19th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Meta runs Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It was created to connect users with their friends. And now it wants to connect them to artificial intelligence? At the WSJ's Tech Live event this week, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern sat down with Meta's chief product officer, Chris Cox. They talked about Meta's plans to incorporate AI into its products and what it means for the company's goal of connecting people. That's in a moment. But first, Tesla says its profit tumbled 44% in the third quarter. Steep price cuts across the company's lineup of electric vehicles have taken a toll on its bottom line, though higher vehicle deliveries compared to the same period last year did lift revenue by 9%, to almost $23.5 billion. But Tesla's nearly $2 billion in net income for the quarter still missed analysts' expectations. Tesla is confronting a more challenging environment ahead. Rivals are piling into the EV space, unsold inventory is stacking up, and many buyers are hesitant about switching to EVs with rising interest rates. In other earnings news, Netflix said its efforts to limit password sharing delivered stronger customer growth than expected last quarter. The streaming giant added nearly 9 million subscribers across all its regions. During the same period a year ago, it added 2.4 million net new subscribers. But with a higher percentage of its growth coming from places where it charges less for plans and changes to its subscription options, the average revenue per member decreased 1% year over year. Netflix plans to immediately raise its prices in the US, UK, and France. Elon Musk's X is taking another stab at a subscription model. This time, the platform formerly known as Twitter is testing a program in New Zealand and the Philippines called Not a Bot. Users who set up new accounts on the web will have to pay a $1 annual fee and verify their phone number in order to post, reply, or use other key functions. Without paying, accounts will be read-only. In a post on X, Musk said the subscription model was, quote, the only way to fight bots without blocking real users. Now, the name Anthony Scaramucci might conjure up images of a short-lived career as the White House communications director for Donald Trump. But the founder of SkyBridge Capital also has an interest in tech, particularly crypto. Our senior platform editor, Julia Munslow, caught up with Scaramucci this week at the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live.
Looking at the tech landscape in general, what do you think the most pressing issue in tech is right now?
Explanation. I think that we are still very confused. When someone says AI to the layperson, they don't understand it. They're probably intimidated by it. And I think we need better communicators in tech to explain to people what is coming, why it's beneficial, to ease people's anxieties about new technology.
What do you think is most misunderstood about AI?
You know, we get too many Terminator movies. People are worried that it's going to take over and be a malevolent force. And I think with the right checks and balances, it can be a huge productivity tool for all people, working class people, upper class people, etc.
So maybe we don't want AI with the Terminator's personality walking around, but companies are working on more human-friendly ways to get us to interact with AI. We'll hear about Meta's plans when we come back.
For businesses innovating in the cloud, every second counts. In this new world, where attacks happen at warp speed, security leaders must rethink cloud security. Sysdig strengthens cyber resilience by reducing the attack surface, detecting threats in real time, and accelerating incident response. The platform correlates signals across cloud workloads, identities, and services to enable teams to prioritize risks and act decisively. Visit sysdig.com/WSJ to learn more. Sysdig, Secure every second.
At the WSJ's Tech Live this year, top of mind for many people was the role artificial intelligence could play in improving productivity. For Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, that includes how productive we are in conversations with our friends. Meta's chief product officer, Chris Cox, spoke with our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, about the company's plans for AI chatbots and how they fit with its other goals, like developing a metaverse. Here are highlights from their conversation.
So I want to ask a little bit now about the AI you're putting into your own products. You've put some chatbots, you're rolling this out, you announced this at Connect a few weeks ago, that you're putting in chatbots in Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. What is your hope there, that we're all going to converse with chatbots just alongside our friends?
Basically, what we announced is that in WhatsApp or Messenger or Instagram, you can go and you can choose in English in the US right now. We're doing a slower staged waitlisted rollout. You can chat with a Meta AI, which is an AI. Mm-hmm. The AI it's built on top of an improved version of what was Llama 2. You can ask it anything you want. It is tuned for safety and security and all of the things, so it will decline to get into nasty conversations mm-hmm. with somebody.
I've tried.
We did too.
Yeah. That's good. It has not wanted to.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Building a bomb, nothing.
We did a partnership with Bing. Once you have it connected to a search engine, you can ask it about stuff that's going on now, and you cannot get something that's like 6 months old or 9 months old, which is one of the types of problems you need to solve to make these useful. You can add it to a group chat. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at a lot of the conversations on Messenger and WhatsApp are people and their best friends or people and their family. A lot of what happens in those is coordination. Mm-hmm. Like, where should we meet up? Where should we get dinner? And a lot of times you notice you're pasting links mm-hmm. back and forth. Somebody's going and searching. Yep. You're typing in the thing. You're taking all this context in your head. You're bringing it over to a new app. You're opening the app. You're searching. You're pasting the link back. And the basic idea is, what if you could just have all of that happening in one place? So you just ask the AI, hey, we're making pumpkin pie tonight for Thanksgiving. What should we pick up? And you just have it all there. It's quite fun. And it's quite useful.
And so you've got celebrities. They're acting,
yes.
But they're AI personas.
Exactly. So the other thing we built is, in doing the research for like, how do you make these chatbots engaging? Like, what is it that people like works for people with these chatbots? There's a lot of people that are like, I want something with a personality. And I want like a fitness person. I want to talk to an AI that can help me like train for a marathon. And I want to talk to it about my training program. I want to talk to it about the shoes I choose. I want to talk about my diet, like all the things that a marathoner thinks about. And I want somebody that like feels and like, to me, like they're not like a robot.
Has some personality.
Yeah, has some personality and is somebody I can connect with. We also announced there's over 100 million businesses using WhatsApp as a business. You travel to India, to Brazil, to Mexico, you talk to folks on the ground and you're very likely to stumble into a hairstylist who's like, WhatsApp is how I do everything. And so there's a huge, huge demand from businesses for better tools to help them reach the people that care to find them and then also to coordinate with them to answer basic questions, et cetera.
Well, I'm going to combine the AI and metaverse thoughts here. Because one of the things that you guys showed at Connect was this sort of a demo, but in the future, put on our headsets and we'll see AI holograms that could help us there. And it strikes me as both you've got work on AI, you've got work on metaverse and headsets that are not the most social of human interaction, which is different than how Meta started, which is all about connecting us through all of these apps. What is the future message of Meta?
Well, there's a couple things going on there. The first would be that a lot of already VR, a huge amount of the time spent, and the top categories are around social experiences. This is something we weren't sure exactly how it was going to play out, but if you look at what's happening in VR, a lot of it is people hanging out with their friends.
Like what, talking in games, avatars,
yeah,
it's Horizons.
It's a lot of what gaming is, yep. Is people hanging out with their friends. They're in an experience, they're in a world, they're in a story. The stories are often just as thoughtfully and carefully designed as a film. So a lot of what you get when you have a character in a game that's not, it's called an NPC, is it's a part of the story. And they're a part of the story that is written and scripted and is a very important part of the gameplay. So the idea that instead of an NPC in the future that says the same thing every time you play, you could have something that's responsive to the situation, I think that's probably going to happen. I also think the idea that, like, my sister and I are doing Supernatural together, which is a fitness experience, we can have a trainer there. And instead of the trainer being a loop that just says, hey, now stretch your abs, you have the trainer, like, responding to what you're doing.
So the idea basically being that in the metaverse, we'll be connecting both to humans, real humans, on the other side of their headsets, and we'll connect to AI or whoever embodies these avatars.
Yes, in the same way that you're already connecting with characters in film, in games, and in lots of in literature as old as time.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah.
That was our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, speaking with Meta's chief product officer, Chris Cox, at the WSJ's Tech Live. And that's it for today's tech news briefing. This show was produced by Julie Chang with deputy editor Chris Sinsley. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.